This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conspirators behind the Delhi car blast will not be spared. He said the probe agencies investigating the incident will get to the bottom of the case and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Mr. Modi was addressing an event to mark the 70th birth anniversary of Bhutan's former king Jigme Singye Wangchuk at Thimphu yesterday. Mr. Modi, who reached Bhutan's capital yesterday on a two-day visit to the Himalayan nation, said he came to Thimphu with a heavy heart in view of the incident in Delhi. A powerful car blast near Red Fort area in Delhi on Monday claimed 8 lives and injured several others. The Prime Minister said throughout on Monday he was in touch with the probe agencies investigating the blast.
दिल्ली में हुई भयावह घटना ने सभी के मन को व्यथित कर दिया है। मैं कल रात भर इस घटना की जांच में जुटी सभी एजेंसियों के साथ, सभी महत्वपूर्ण लोगों के साथ संपर्क में था, विचार विमर्श चलता था, जानकारियों के तार जोड़े जा रहे थे। हमारी एजेंसियां इस षड्यंत्र की तह तक जाएगी, इसके पीछे के षड्यंत्रकारियों को बक्सा नहीं जाएगा।
The King of Bhutan, in the presence of Prime Minister Modi, also led a prayer with thousands of Bhutanese for the victims of Delhi's Red Fort blast at Chang Limithang Stadium. During his address, the Prime Minister unveiled plans to construct an integrated immigration checkpoint near Bhutan's border town of Gelifu to facilitate the smooth movement of visitors and investors between the two countries. Mr. Modi said that India and Bhutan are connected not just by borders but also by cultures, as he called for energy cooperation and increasing connectivity between the two neighbours. Later, Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk in Thimphu. Last night, PM Narendra Modi attended the royal banquet hosted by the King of Bhutan. Today, PM Modi will have a royal audience with the father of the nation, fourth King of Bhutan, Druk Gyalpo Jigme Singye Wangchuk. Mr. Modi will participate in the Kal Chakra ceremony before departing to India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that everyone involved in the Delhi blast incident will face the wrath of investigating agencies. The Home Minister yesterday chaired a high-level security review meeting with senior officials in New Delhi to assess the situation following the car blast near Red Fort in the national capital last evening. He instructed the officials to hunt down each and every culprit behind Delhi blast incident. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has handed over the probe into the incident to the National Investigation Agency, NIA. Due to the prevailing security situation in the national capital, Delhi International Airport Limited, DIAL, in a passenger advisory, urged travellers to plan their journeys accordingly and arrive well in advance at the airport to avoid any last-minute inconvenience. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Botswana on the second leg of her Africa tour. She is on a state visit to Botswana from 11th to the 13th of November. She was received at the airport in Gaborone by Botswana President Duma Boko. President Murmu was welcomed with a 21-gun salute and was accorded Guard of Honour on arrival. Today, she will hold bilateral talks with President Duma Boko of Botswana. Polling in the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections concluded peacefully today. Over 69% voter turnout was recorded in this phase. India's medal rush at the ISSF World Championship Rifle Pistol 2025 in Cairo continued today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.